The United Kingdom put thousands of Afghans at risk of death. That's not a plotline from an upcoming TV series. It's emerged from a British government appeal to the UK High Court. The legal case centres on a massive data leak, which importantly, journalists were prevented from reporting on. One of those hit with the super injunction is Sam Greenhill, chief reporter of the Daily Mail, and he joins us now. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Paul.
This is a story which seems to have it all: special forces operatives, spies, a massive data blunder. Can you give us an overview on this startling case?
Yes, I mean, it's one of the most extraordinary stories I've ever covered. I mean, essentially, the British government has been running an entirely secret scheme to airlift thousands of Afghan people to the UK without telling anyone for 2 years. And since this became public on Tuesday, there's been a lot of interest and an enormous political row because the government committed about £7 billion without asking taxpayers or telling the public or MPs or having any debate in Parliament. And, I mean, worse, the government was accused of misleading Parliament. So just to explain, what happened was, as you say, the UK government made a terrible blunder by losing a database. And then, as you quoted, it put 100,000 people at risk of death, and that's its own words. And so it decided to rescue thousands of them. Shall I just explain the background to this, which is the UK's 20 years of operations in Afghanistan between 2001 and 21. And of course, 457 British service personnel lost their lives during that period. But this number would undoubtedly be much bigger were it not for the fact that we had Afghans working as interpreters alongside British forces. They were the sort of the eyes and ears, saved countless lives. But for obvious reasons, their work with the British made these interpreters unpopular with the Taliban.
To put it mildly.
It left a target on their backs when the British left, and Taliban warlords had been hunting them down as traitors. My newspaper, the Daily Mail, launched a campaign called Betrayal of the Brave many years ago, run by my colleague David Williams, and we successfully campaigned for the government to bring in a scheme to give sanctuary in the UK to those who had worked for the British as a debt of gratitude. Of course, hundreds of thousands of people applied to this scheme. Fast forward to a couple of years ago, and disaster strikes. The UK government has this database of all their details, and it loses it. A military officer accidentally emails it to somebody in Afghanistan, and they've lost control of it. Now, when my colleague David Williams was the first journalist in the world to discover this in August 2023, panic gripped Whitehall. There were concerns that they'd basically given the vengeful Taliban a kill list. There were 33,000 entries on this list, plus family members. So that's where you get the 100,000 from. And so Operation Rubific was launched. This is the government's, UK government's secret mission. And as you say, it involved the SAS, MI6, all sorts of military types to smuggle people out of Afghanistan.
And some of the detail is really, and sorry to interrupt, but some of the detail is contained in the database, and it's messages from people saying, I'm here, hidden, I'm living alone in my warehouse. Another entry states, the principal has emailed and confirmed that he's in Mazar-e-Sharif. I mean, this is really dramatic stuff, as you said, as the Taliban are trying to hunt these people down.
Exactly. I mean, it was a working document, this database. It was all sorts of people trying to work out whether the people who had applied for sanctuary, deserved it and had they worked for the British. But they were telling them where they were. They were telling them what was going on and how they were going to get out. I mean, this is a huge operation that's involved people being smuggled out of Afghanistan with all of our resources, secret resources and military resources, okay, and things like that.
And tell us then about this. Obviously, this operation is happening as a result of the database disaster. Tell us about the super injunction then, as people are beginning to learn about what was going on, how you were prevented from actually reporting on it.
Yeah, well, after the Mail discovered the data breach, and then another journalist at Global discovered it, the government got a super injunction, and that is a draconian court order, which means we could have been jailed if we'd breathed a word of it or even told anyone that an injunction existed. And it's the first time a British government has ever deployed a super injunction to silence a newspaper. So for 2 years, I've been in secret courts fighting for open justice. Not just me. It was a growing collection of Fleet Street journalists who one by one discovered the story and were all then served with the super injunction. So it was the Times and me and the Independent and then Global. And we took part in the most extraordinary court hearings I've ever covered. We were literally locked into the courtrooms by an usher, so that they were entirely secret hearings.
So how did the story get out, Sam?
Well, the judge was concerned from day one about the government shutting down all public and parliamentary accountability. And he wanted the journalists to act as a balance to what the government was saying in court. So I've never had this before where we as journalists were actually asked to cross-examine a government MOD official. I have to say, we hired a KC, Jude Bunting, who was absolutely extraordinary. But this all went on behind closed doors to challenge what the government were telling the judge about why this thing was necessary. And during this extraordinary period in court, what we discovered was that ministers had signed off this £7 billion plan without asking or informing taxpayers, keeping the UK Parliament entirely in the dark. The judge at one point said, "Am I going bonkers?" when he asked if it was true that this vast sum of money was being spent. And, you know, the ministers did all this because we saw all their briefing papers, despite being told that this operation would lead to there's a housing crisis in the UK. One in 10 of these new arrivals would be expected to enter the homelessness system. There were all sorts of things that really Parliament should have been involved in.
Sam Greenhill, chief reporter with the Daily Mail, thank you for bringing that rather extraordinary story.